Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Surgeon General of America just released a report stating parents have a high level of stress, and literally no one is surprised. How did we get here? And what does this mean for those of us who are currently trying so hard to have it all? Hey, Jess.
Hey, Andrea.
You know what I'm so excited about this morning?
Do tell.
We are essentially reporting on breaking news.
Dun,
breaking news.
Dun, 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 dun. What's the sound? Dun, 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 dun. I don't know. Dun, 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 dun. You know, like when we used to watch TV? Like,
yes.
Dun, 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 like some like special report from
that essentially,
Brian Williams or whatever.
Yes.
From ABC
there you
news.
Go.
Yeah,
that's essentially what we're doing is we are reporting. We are discussing something that's very current, which is honestly, if we're going to own it, like not totally our norm.
No.
Because we are two women trying to have it all.
Yeah,
with
girl.
The life, the family, the kids, the podcast, the job. So we have to like, we got to weasel this in where it goes, right? We're almost never that current.
No, we aren't. We're usually a little behind the eight ball when it comes to it. So this is right there.
It's right there. And to be fair, most of our listeners probably are too, because we know y'all are out there trying to live this life and not able to stay on top of everything all the time. So maybe this is new.
I was just thinking how many of our listeners are like, wait, what? What did I miss? What's going on? Because
well,
I will say that to people sometimes, like, oh my gosh, did you hear blah, blah, blah? Wait, what? What? What are you talking about? Just depending on if what shows up in their newsfeed.
Right. It's honestly what shows up in my Instagram. But this one actually, you know who I heard about this from? From my dad.
No kidding.
My dad sent me a text. He always sends it from something weird like Apple News, like the one that's on your desktop. And I'm like, Dad, why are you doing this? But he sent it to me. And I was like, look at you, so current and like tapped in to what's on my mind. Let me tell people what we're talking about. So Surgeon General Vivek Murthy just issued an advisory on the mental health and well-being of parents. And it's not good. It's not good. Tell me if this surprises you. So over the last decade, parents have been consistently more likely to report experiencing high levels of stress compared to other adults. 33% of parents report high levels of stress in the past month compared to 20% of other adults. 48% of parents say that most days their stress is completely overwhelming compared to 26% of other adults. Does this resonate with you in any way?
It's not. No, I mean, it's not surprising at all. Mm-hmm. It's interesting because when I saw this, I got so angry.
Really?
Oh, God, yeah. I got so mad at because, okay, I'm going to be real honest here. I am so effing tired of people pointing out a problem without a solution. Mm. And he, you know, the Surgeon General, with his advisory, I don't know, I put in the same category as when he, you know, had a mental health crisis for adolescents. What has been done for that? Absolutely fucking nothing. We're still in the crisis. So it made me angry because I'm like, cool. Thanks, dude. Thanks for drawing awareness to a problem without having any systemic solutions.
Yeah. Okay. So I felt the opposite.
I know.
Because I did pull up the advisory. And if you are into it, it's like 36 pages. I did not read them all. I will cop to that. I read the first page and I read some of the conclusions because he had like a kind of, so now what do we do? And it was broken down by like for families, for, you know, mental health professionals, for governments, for like, it kind of broke it down. I will get to what some of those suggestions were at the end. Wholly unsatisfying. Wholly unsatisfying. But the point was that the fact that this exists for me said, this is a problem and it's not a you problem. And actually, there's much, much bigger solutions that need to come in place. And until then, everyone's kind of fucked because there just isn't a good solution for individuals.
That's exactly what makes me so angry.
Yeah.
Is that I am at a point now where I am so tired mm-hmm. of people talking about a big problem. Mm-hmm. Not in my office, right? Mm-hmm. On an individual level. I am so sick of like people of power talking about every freaking problem that's out there and no solution. There's mm-hmm. none. Like that advisory, I did read it. Just like I read the mental health one for adolescents, none of it is possible to implement unless mm-hmm. there's a huge change and shift mm-hmm. in our society, which is not going to happen.
Yeah.
I've lost all hope in that. And so that to me is like, cool, dude. Thanks, man. Thanks for drawing awareness to what has been going on for a really long time. Mm-hmm. I think you're part of the problem. And how about you use your platform to actually make some real change in the country? I'll put it out there. I'm sorry, but I am so tired of officials telling me what the problem is and not offering a solution.
Girl, I am like Team Vivek. I am here for it.
I'm not team anything. I'm Team Andrea and Jessica, and that's it nowadays.
But aren't we doing the same thing? Aren't we just putting the problems out there and talking about them and validating them? See, Vivek validated me.
But he has more power than me. He has more power to change things.
But what kind of power does he have?
Well, I don't know. Probably none, just like everybody else in government. Yeah,
don't you feel like he kind of just put everyone on blast? That's how I feel. He also did a great—
But do you think it validated or depressed people?
Validated.
See, and I think it could validate, but also depress people. I think it could also feed into Gen Z's, like, this is why I'm never going to have kids.
I mean,
like, it's terrible and awful, but like, it's not all terrible and awful. If anything, the answer is not to not have kids. The answer is, how do we change it on a broader basis? And so that's the thing. It's just another thing where I'm like, can we stop putting Band-Aids on stuff? Let's make some real change happen. And here's my problem with it, Andrea, is it's not that I don't disagree with it. It's that give it 6 months and it'll be something new. Just like mm-hmm. the mental health crisis for like teens that has not gone away, but nobody's talking about it anymore. Now we've switched to something new. And I'm like, when will it just stick and we can actually change something?
Mm-hmm. That would require like people working together and government.
Look at me being the pessimist over here today.
No, I don't disagree with you.
What do you call it? A realistic pessimist?
I just call you realistic. Seeing this, I was like, there's no hope for systemic change.
Totally.
But putting it out there that these are issues that are real and that are not going to be solved individually is the first step. That's what it felt like to me. Okay, so how did we get here though? Like, how did we get to the point where parents are crumbling the way that we are?
How did we get here? I think it all goes back to, I think it goes further back than the 90s of being, right? The 90s, there was a lot of you mm-hmm. can have it all talk that was out there. But I think, I don't know. How do you think? I got to hold my opinion here for a second to see if I want to share it.
Yeah, you can't hold your opinion. That's not how this show works. That's not how this show works.
People are going to get mad at me, maybe. I think that there are parts of like just feminism and the women's movement that, my God, do I back. There are other mm-hmm. parts that have done a disservice to us. That is my honest to God opinion. And I think that a lot of the rah-rah, women can have it all, is part of the problem, because I don't know that we can. Mm-hmm. How we're trying to do it. So there's more detail that goes into it. But I think that, I don't know, this whole rah, 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 I don't know.
I think I actually agree with you. I wouldn't pin it on feminism per se. I feel like that's going to take us down a deep, dark rabbit hole. But I would say that we grew up, like the people who are parents right now are millennials, right? We grew up with this notion that women can do anything. And what it turned into is we should do everything. And at the same time, and with an A+, it was very like achievement culture. And so now we're like the experiment generation, where more parents are working than ever, right? Dual parent working households. And this truly bizarre thing, I got to pull this up for you. There was a study done, UC Irvine, that parents are spending 2 times more time with their kids today than parents did 50 years ago, which is stunning when you consider that a lot more women were staying at home 50 years ago. They said actually fathers are spending 4 times more time actively parenting their children every day than they did 50 years ago. But the number of minutes that they used to spend 50 years ago was 16, according to the study. Like,
so wait, where were the kids?
They were with their mom. Mom was actively parenting for however long, and dad would come in and, you know, pat little Johnny on the head.
No, I know that, but I mean for women. Did you say moms are spending more time with their kids than 50 years ago?
Parents overall are spending twice as much time with their kids as 50 years ago. I think the kids were shoved out the door. What?
I think they're with grandma and grandpa. They're with their community. They were with family because everybody lived close together. We're talking, 1970s here?
Yeah, they might have been. And they also might have just been left to wander a little bit, right? Like the kind of intensive parenting that we're trying to do of every minute that we can, I've got to be focused on you. I've got to be driving you to different things. I've got to be engaged. I've got to be centering your emotions. I feel like we're trying to parent at this wildly, weirdly intense level while we're also working outside the home because we were told we could have it all. And we're also trying to have beautiful households and have like great bodies and cook all our food from scratch. And we're just like trying to do it all at a super extra level.
True.
And it's killing us.
You know why I take it back to just, or I bring it back, don't take it back, but bring it back to just women's movement and just feminism. I don't blame that by any means, but I think that is part of it is because I've never been told by a man that I can have it all. It's always been by women. That's why I bring it back to that.
Do you think that men just don't, like they just don't think about it?
Probably. Or I think, I don't know if you sat down, if we have men listeners, let us know what you think. But I think the definition of having it all for a man versus a woman are very different. I think a man might, I just think it would be different. I don't know. It's a total hypothesis based on zero research. Let me be clear on that. But that is just what I think, that if we surveyed men and women, that we would get a very different response on what having it all looks like.
I think you're right. I think you're right. Parents are also just stressed. And here's the list of topics that they highlighted. Worrying about your kids' health and safety. That's always been one. But the safety thing.
Ooh, as we next level now.
Another, like, girl, I can't even, as we send our kids to school and there's another school shooting. Like, my kids are literally right now doing their security drills. And I can't right now.
Ours is next week. We did have an active manhunt, though, on day two here. So
we
got to practice soft loft out. Thank you. Thank you, Chicago, for letting the criminals get out of the city and come to my town.
I mean, health and safety, man, it's a big concern. But we also have financial concerns. It is so fucking expensive to be alive right now. And I think that locks us into this weird thing where, like, in order to survive, a lot of us have to have two parents working. But if you have two parents working, you have to pay astronomical childcare costs. And then you don't, like, it just, the math, like, never works out. It just, it's insane. And then we're dealing with technology and social media, first generation to do that, the youth mental health crisis, which you mentioned, which I think is, it's still in my, I don't know, it's in my awareness. It's in my,
mine too,
my clients for sure. And then this loneliness and parental isolation, and then this sense of, like, time. That's, I just feel like I'd say time, and every woman listening to this is going to be like, oh, time. It's just too much. And so the stressors, the pressures are widespread, especially for parents. So you have it all, and I have it all, And I think after the break, we should come back and talk about what that's really like in our own lives.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, girl. Let's make it personal.
Ooh.
I feel like another breaking news interview with real woman who's trying to have it all.
And failing miserably at it.
No, yeah. How is it going for you?
Oh, it's terrible. It is terrible.
Terrible.
I feel like I'm going to end up being like the one that swings the other way, like the pendulum, and being like, oh, young daughter of mine, don't try to fucking have it all because you will die in the process.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, truly, though, is it, you know, when I was sitting down and thinking about this whole notion of having it all, it's subjective first. And I think when I look back at being told you could have this and you can be anything you want to be and you can have this, the perfect family, or you can have it's first of all, it's a fairy tale. It's total bullshit. But nobody ever sat down and asked me to define what having it all means.
Mm-hmm.
And without an actual definition, it's chasing a carrot.
Mm-hmm.
Like it is totally like a stick out of my head with a carrot dangling, and I am just running trying to catch this freaking carrot.
Yeah.
And
what would it be? What would having it all mean to you? Or like, how do you think that's playing out in your life right now?
I think that having it all is also about identifying that you already do. And not, and I think it's different personally versus professionally. I think there's a big difference between that, at least for me. And I think it is for women. And I am watching women in my age group all around me giving up their careers.
Oh, yes.
Like
all
everywhere.
The time.
And
everywhere.
I get it. I get it. I get it. Because they're like, I can't. And what did I tell you at the beginning of, we were talking off camera a little bit before this, and kind of our visions and what we want in our businesses. And I said, here's what I want, but here's what I'm able to do, because I'm going to lose the whole family aspect of things if I focus too heavily. And that's what sucks, is that you can have it all at home or you can have it all professionally, but I don't think they could coexist at the same time. And I think that is what is hard for me to see, is this notion of some things have to stay on the back burner until the timing is right. And I don't know that men feel that way. I don't know.
Yeah, because it's almost never a man's career that's going to get
squeezed
never.
Out. It's well, not never. It's very rarely. And it's interesting.
Very
I was
rare.
Talking to a male about this one night, and we were, his wife went to an Ivy League school, and I was like, no way, because she's stay at home. And I had no idea. I'm like, where did you go? And he went to, you know, a very normal university like I did. I'm like, she went there? And he goes, well, yeah. Like, it was, there wasn't room for both of us to have successful careers. He goes, sometimes you just have to make a choice. And I was like, well, right. But did she have a choice? Oh, yeah. She totally had a choice. And she chose to just dive all in with the family and be like that. I'm like, but did she? Was that actually a choice? Because would it have been reversed? Would you have given up, or was that? And I've heard that from women over and over. Well, I actually wanted to work, but there was not room for both of us to have successful careers.
Blowing my mind right now. It makes you wonder I don't think men, even today, even so many men who really value having a family, these men who are spending four times as much time with their children, they were not fed the same messages about it, what it means to be a man is to feed into their family. They were not fed that. So when it came down to the idea of having it all, it was a mom who is as engaged with her children, even if she has a job, as she would be if she didn't have a job outside the home. That's what we're trying to do right now.
Yep.
And men just aren't given that same pressure. A dad who's involved, it just looks so different, right? Involved looks like when I can. And for women, involved looks like anytime it's asked. That's how I feel as a mom. So trying to have it all means that I can have the family, I can have the marriage, I can have the body, I can have the home, and I can have the job. And yeah, like I went to a good college and I busted my ass in my career. And work is really important to me. It's really important. And yet, we've both had times where we were squeezed from that, or where we said, actually, I'm okay giving that up, and then found that no, we weren't.
Yeah.
And I don't think that men experience that in the same way. I think for most men, it's a given that they'll keep their career and that they can give whatever's available to their family.
And oh, for sure.
They win that way.
I was talking to another mom earlier this week on a Monday, actually at my football practice.
Oh.
Another mom. Yeah.
See, have it all. Have it all. And coach football.
And by the way, you guys, by the way, I am like loving this experience only because these girls are so much fun. They're so much fun and they're in it and they're athletic and they're just, we have so much fun and we're like dancing on the defensive like line and like making, like it's actually so fun. It brings me a lot of pleasure. And this other mom who is coaching as well, she was so stressed out. And so we're like standing there and I'm talking to her and she's like, I'm so tired of trying to do it all. She actually said those words. This was a couple days ago. And I was like, in the back of my mind, I'm like, ooh, podcast material. So just so you know, anybody listening, if you talk to me, I'm always listening for podcast material. Anyways, I won't share dirty secrets. But she said, I'm so tired of trying to have it all. She's like, I'm trying to coach and I work full time and I'm trying to be present for my kids. And my son today was like so anxious about going to this thing. And I had to send him. And now I'm sitting here like ridden with guilt because did I just ruin my kid because I made him go, but I didn't have a choice. I have to work. I have to work. And so she doesn't actually know what I do. And I'm like, listen, you did the right thing. You sent him to work through and you can, his anxiety, you can nurture him and show him that it was a good experience. And then you can tell him his brain just learned he could get through it. She's like, oh my God, thank you. Thank you for validating me. Thank you. She's like, what do you do? And I'm like, well, you know, funny enough, kind of know something about it. But she was the spinning example. And I told her, I said, you know, funny joke, but not so joke, because I was talking to another mom friend of mine and we joked about what if we went to Malibu rehab for 30 days?
Oh my gosh, I had the same joke this last week.
Oh my God.
Yes.
We're like totally.
Curriculum night.
Yes. Like, can we all go to Malibu for, I'm not like drinking a lot anyway. Like, can we just all go to Malibu rehab? And listen, folks, I am not making fun of or minimizing anything addiction related.
Right.
All I'm speaking to is how much of a break I need.
Jess, I shit you not.
Stop.
I went to curriculum night this last week, which I meant to mention this earlier. I'm so glad you brought it up. I rolled up late. I was in like sweaty.
I didn't even go.
I didn't go to one of them. I was in sweaty, smelly workout clothes. I mean, I think I just like looked like middle fingers up, like the last of my fucks have been given. I'm at like whatever.
Oh my God.
And I rolled up and I literally, because I'm trying to have it all, they go, okay, you're supposed to go to this class or that class based on your kid's homeroom. And I'm like, I don't know what that is. I don't know. who my kid's homeroom teacher is. I'm sitting in the back of the classroom, late, smelly, trying to scroll, like download the app for the school so that I can look up.
Fuck those apps.
Ugh. I know. Another
app. They never
app.
Work when you
yes.
want to.
Never. And I had to pay for this one. Like, what? But I scroll through, try to find, identify what my kid's homeroom is. I'm just overcome by how bananas it is what we're trying to do. And I was talking to another mom who happens to be one of the sober people that I know. And we both agreed that maybe we needed to go to rehab.
Let's
and
do
that
it.
I would actually start. I'm like, maybe that's what we need to do.
Let's go. Malibu.
Malibu.
I'm coming to California where they're like, oh, I'm going to give you this IV today to help like detox stuff. Oh,
amazing.
Give it all to me. And here is your prepared meal that is gluten-free and has all of the like nutrients and minerals. And let's do some yoga on the beach. Yeah,
amazing.
Girl. Sign
yeah.
me up.
Agreed. So rehab is one option for the woman who's crumbling under trying to have it all. But I'm guessing we have many women who are listening who are like, that's probably not going to work for me, and you've got to tell me what to do. Let's do that after the break. So my solution to trying to have it all for basically all of the years until this one was to lean harder on my husband and try to get us both to pick up more pieces, right? Because my sense, and tell me what you think about this, mm-hmm. my sense of men is that when there's too much, they pick up what they can and then they say, my hands are full.
Mm-hmm.
And when there's too much, women pick up what they can and then they're like, oh shit, there's so much left. Let me get a bigger bag. I'll put, you know, like when you do when you're trying to bring all the groceries in at the same time, I'll put another bag on my arm, another bag, get a bigger bag, put it on my back, put it on my shoulders, put it on my head. I'm going to carry it all. I got it, right? And so, yes. So I would look at all my bags and be like, I can't hold this. And I would look over at the number of bags he had and be like, you have to hold more. And for the first time ever since I stayed home, I'm like, maybe the solution right now is to have less.
Mm.
Maybe something has mm-hmm. to give in my life. Just like you said, all of these women that you know in their 40s are sacrificing their careers. I'm at that point
mm-hmm.
where I'm like, we can't show up everywhere. And to be fair, he's carrying everything that he can. I don't want to harsh him for that. The problem might not be how much each of us is carrying. The problem might be that it's just too much to carry. And so I'm kind of deep in it right now, Jess, trying to figure out,
me too, girl.
What could I do? And for me right now, I'm really actively thinking and starting to move towards limiting my therapy practice.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I can't
something
do it.
Has
I can't
to give.
Do it all.
Something
has to give. I guess that's my first tip for you. Something has to give. That's what you can do if you're trying to have it all and you're drowning. I don't know. Quit? Collapse.
Go
drop
to rehab.
But what else for the woman who's listening, mm-hmm. who's like, mm-hmm. no, but I'm not giving up my career. Mm-hmm. I cannot reduce it, right? For so many reasons. I mm-hmm. love it. I want it. Financially, we can't afford for me not to. Like, and the woman who's got the kids and the marriage and all of the things, like what can we do?
Oh, man. And I agree when it comes to the whole professional thing, we are lucky in that we have our own practices. So to take mm-hmm. a step back doesn't set us behind versus if we were in the corporate world. I have so many women that's like, if I left now, I would never get back right. to where I'm at level-wise. It's just not an option. And that sucks. That mm-hmm. makes me so sad. But it kind of is one of the realities of the corporate world here in the United States. And so, right. you know, when you were talking about carrying the bags, I think one thought I have is stop trying to carry all the groceries in at the same time. Mm-hmm. And believe me, I love to not make more than one trip with my groceries. I'm real weird about it. But, you know, it's okay to make a couple trips. But I will tell you that half of the balance that has happened recently within my home is because I stopped doing it all. I actually didn't even ask. I just literally stopped. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden it was getting done. And not that that is the way it's going to be, but what I have realized is if I give up control, actually people do step in and help out. But mm-hmm. like my stress level and yelling and being like, nobody helps out around here, or you can't do this, or why can't you do this, or blah, 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 actually was causing me more pain and a hell of a lot more stress mm-hmm. versus being like, hey, you know what? I'm just going to like leave those clothes in the dryer. And mm-hmm. magically they've been folded without being like, hey, can you fold that? Can you fold that? Why do I even have to ask you to fold it? It just gets done. Mm-hmm. So sometimes I think it's just surrendering to the idea that you can have it all, because I'm going to be the first to tell you that you can't have it all at the same time.
I absolutely agree. Surrender was the right word. Something has to be put down. And so that can be in a practical way. Like you're saying, it is a reorganization of the work amongst, I think, all the members of the family. I'm coming for you kids, by the way. I feel like we got to do a whole episode on why our kids need to pull more weight.
Totally.
I also think that we have to be really realistic that if we're in midlife, and we have kids and they're in activities and we have a job and all the things that, like, it's probably not the time for a self-improvement project, probably not the time for your next great thing. If you want it to be that time, like, you have to put something else down.
Agree. I think it's also important to define it, what having it all means. And I think this is something that I need to myself do as well, is because having it all, if we define it in our 20s, it's a hell of a lot different than in our 30s mm-hmm. and again in our 40s. And I think that having it all is different when we do personally, professionally, financially, all of these different pieces. And so what does it actually look like? I also think we as a society are really good at focusing on what we don't have. Mm. Or what we want versus sitting with what we actually do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. It keeps us running for the next thing, for sure. I also think that we are not good as a society on prioritizing things like rest, leisure, and it's the first thing that women put down. I don't have time for that. I don't have time for the class that I want to do. I don't have time to sit and read my book. I don't have time. There's too much to do. Too much to do. Too much to do, you know? And I think sometimes you can reprioritize to be like, we're talking about being a mentally healthy person. We can say, actually, that's got to be the priority, is that we all have mental and physical wellness. And that means that I need to be able to sit down and read my book, by the way, into the romantasy, real deep into the romantasy genre. Ooh, right now.
Ooh. And tell us what you're reading.
No, what I will tell you is A Court of Thorns and Roses.
Oh, yes. I have that reserved at the library right now.
Girl, get it.
Because that it's I so good. Love my library books. Yeah, I'm finally drinking the Kool-Aid.
You got to do it.
Everybody it's around so me is saying drink the Kool-Aid. So I'm like, drink the Kool-Aid. Drink the Kool-Aid.
Yeah, you get in on that, because bringing something into your life that you are just enjoying, that's just leisure, actually can help. Like, you put the right things on your plate, and you have to value leisure, downtime, things for you. And that's going to push other things off your plate. And I think that's okay. Like, I think the rebalance, it might be a little bit messy. But yes, make time for your romanticy, ladies. That might be the best I can give you, right? The real world sucks. But
the world sucks. Dive into the fake world.
The fairies.
Fantasy
and the things,
world. Fairies and dragons and mm-hmm. all of that. Yeah, girl. I'm with you. I can't mm-hmm. wait to get my hands on that book.
Yeah. Yeah. And I also think, I don't know, girl. You got to unsubscribe. You got to do the bare fucking minimum. For me, interestingly enough, so you are stepping into the world of coaching. I'm stepping out.
Good for you.
I can't. All I can tell you is that my whole insides in this season say no. No. Everything is a no. It all the things I used to want. I'm like, nope, nope to that.
I don't want
nope
that anymore. That. Nope.
Sometimes done is good enough. Not done is even better. And we really have to take a moment to go like, what is my life? Is this what I want? And if it's not, how can I get there? Not in a be more, do better kind of way. All right, I hate it, but we have to stop here. But on Thursday, we're trying something new. So we have, as
usual. I was like, we are? What are we doing? I forgot.
We have, as usual, a question from a member of our community. And I'm going to take a crack at answering that on my own, just directly to you, our dear listener. So make sure you're subscribed to the show so you don't miss it. That's it for today's Honest Conversation. But don't be sad. Didn't you hear? We'll be here for you, speaking some truth and feeling some feels every Tuesday and Thursday. So make sure to follow the show so you don't miss a thing. If you love what you heard here today, we would love for you to leave a 5-star rating and a review. It helps new listeners to find the show. We truly believe that these conversations are best when they're carried out into your real life. So share this episode with a friend and check out the show notes for more ways to connect with us outside of the show. Until next time, thank you for listening to Honest Women.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.